Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie, with free next day delivery on orders over €85.
Welcome along to another edition of The Score programme. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll be previewing the John Gorey Kern Cup final as Drumkeen battle Bunnaghy United for more silverware, bringing the season to an end at youth level. Shortly, we'll hear from Patrick Toy and Gary McGrory. While the St Unions hurlers and the Down footballers represent the county this weekend in Ulster competition, we'll be hearing from both camps ahead of their respective provincial ties. St Unions manager Eugene Horgan and from the Downings club Barney Kern. But it's with soccer, and the youth season is set to conclude tomorrow night when Drumkeen and Bunnaghy United clash again in the final of the John Gorey Kern Cup. Both sides have already met in cup deciders this month, with Drumkeen lifting the Colin Breslin Youth Cup, winning through by 2-1. Both sides, of course, looking to end the season with silverware. For Bunnaghy, it would be a first, but from a Drumkeen point of view, they're looking for double cup success. This week I've been speaking to the Drumkeen manager, Patrick Toy. So Patrick, looking ahead to the final game of the season this coming weekend, another cup tie for you. You guys have already won the Colin Breslin. You're now going for the Gorey Kern Youth Cup as well. Any pressure around the camp with talk of a double at the moment?
No, we're not really thinking about a double at all. We're just really focusing, I suppose, and going out and enjoying the game and giving it our best. And whatever comes in, comes, giving people run out and trying to enjoy the occasion, really, Oisin.
Yeah, but it is fantastic for the club to be involved in two cup finals in the one season, so does Patrick.
It's a lovely achievement for the boys. You know, They've been with us now for a good few years, some of them, and it's nice to finish off, I suppose, their youth football with two cups and two cup finals in their last year playing youth football before moving on to senior football. So it's a lovely occasion for them to be able to sign off that way. And I suppose for the younger people, again, it's like adding to their experience, like, you know, and giving them a chance to, I suppose, compete in games that are tight and nip and tuck. And I suppose, you know, there's going to always be a wee bit of pressure with cup finals, but, you know, it's an opportunity for them to go in and, you know, just, you know, show people what they're made of and just enjoy the occasion and learn to play sport and learn to play football when there's a wee bit of added pressure, which does no harm at all.
Yeah, you came through a fixture in the semi-final against Kilmacrenan just last weekend. 2-1 was how it ended up. Was that one of those tight and up and tuck games, was it, Patrick?
Aye, well, we have played Kilmacrenan a couple of times this year, and they're a quality side and they're well set up and they're difficult to break down, and we played them in the semi-final for the Colin Breslin Cup. And we played away from home that evening, and we were probably lucky to get out of there winning the game. If anything, probably Kilmacrenan was a better side that day, and we were lucky to get the final, the Colin Breslin final, but we performed better in that final. And the second semi-final against Kilmacrenan, I suppose, we were playing in Drumkeen, and we were, I suppose, more settled and more at home playing in the grass surface. And we give a better performance, a better account of ourselves. And I suppose, like everything else, once you win a cup, you know, final, and I suppose you played against Bunnaghy, you know, a few days beforehand, the boys got a bounce out of that. And we got a really good performance last Saturday against Kilmacrenan. And it's always nice to get into cup finals. So it's nice to get over the line in semi-finals. Like, and, you know, but again, finals are different, and it's important now that, you know, we just go and we just try to relax and bring, you know, a good performance on Friday evening, and whatever happens after that, once you give a good account yourself, and, you know, you put everything on the line, and you can walk up the pitch then with your head held high and say, you know, you did your best, and that's what we're trying to do now on Friday night.
Yeah, the fact that you have already beaten Bunnaghy in a cup decider, does it give you maybe that bit of a psychological edge, a bit of advantage over them going into the season-ending game?
Well, I don't think it gives you, you know, any real advantage. I suppose, like everything else, you know, it lets people know that, you know, we can compete at that level. We can compete with Bunnegee. We've played Bunnegee three times this year so far. We drew one each in a very, you know, tight game, a very good game. The first game of the first league game between us. And then the second game, Bunnegee beat us in the last couple of minutes when they scored a goal to win 2-1 up in Drumkeen. So there hasn't been much between the teams, and we just got over the line, I suppose, in the final of the Colin Breslin. So, I mean, it is very tight between the teams. We've all, I suppose, different styles of playing, different players. And in Drumkeen, we did well to beat Bunnegee, and Bunnegee will be coming out, you know, all guns blazing on Friday night to show what they're made of. And they're going to be a difficult team to get over, and we know that, and they know we're going to be difficult to beat as well. So there's nothing much between the teams at all, Oisin.
Yeah.
We've played three, we've each won one, and we drew one, so there's nothing really between the teams.
Yeah, you mentioned at the start that you're going to give guys a run out. Does that mean that you're going to change things up maybe from what you did the last day when you met Bunnegee in the first cup decider?
Well, it's been a long season, Oisin, and you know, a lot of these young people, you know, have other commitments outside the game, you know, and outside sport. And it's, you know, very difficult to play 90 minutes when you maybe can't commit fully to, you know, all the training sessions and that. So we did rotate the team in the final, the Colin Breslin. We had to make five changes probably around half time there. A couple with injuries. One or two just people struggling with fitness, and one, you know, in the yellow card and that. So we did do a lot of rotation on the final of Colin Breslin. We've had to do that all year. I think most teams do that anyway to give people games and bring people on in their football and give people experience. So we will be rotating again, no doubt about that. People will be getting games, getting an opportunity to show what they're made of. And just to, the key thing is too, you know, they've earned it. Once you get to a final, you want to play. And the great thing is that you can rotate on and off. And I think that's brilliant for young people that, you know, that they can come on the pitch, even if they're only fit for 5 minutes, if they're carrying an injury or not, can only give you 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, that they can go on and do that and enjoy that 10 or 15 minutes. You know, and I suppose learn from that. And they're making a contribution. I mean, every minute you're on the pitch is an opportunity to make a contribution to your team. And that's the way we'll be looking at it. So if we can get players out on the pitch, even if we're only 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it is, you know, we expect to get a contribution from them from 2 or 3 minutes on the pitch, and they're going to give it to us. And that's the way we approach it, you know.
Yeah, just finally then, Patrick, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, if Drumkeen was to lift yet another cup, it would be a big statement from the club, so it would, because at times it's difficult to get youth teams out on the pitch. It's difficult to keep players in the environment, as you sort of alluded to there. So to win two cups in the 1 year for a club like Drumkeen would be a huge success, so it would.
Aye, well, it would, of course. Like for any team, I suppose, getting the cup finals and winning cups is always nice, and it's always nice for the players, and it's nice for the club and everyone associated with the club. There's a huge amount of work goes in to every club. Willie Boyle and his staff up there in Drumkeen, they put in a huge amount of work. If you see, there's a new pitch up there now, new facilities. They're always improving the things there. You can see the place, the clubhouse is painted, the walls are painted, there's a new pitch, fencing and all that, and they put in a huge amount of work into Drumkeen Football Club, and that's for the benefit of the community and for the people and for the young people there to make use of those facilities. And you know, it's a nice way, I suppose, for us that we can get in there and we can show everyone, you know, what we're made of, and I suppose give something back to the club and saying, you know, you're providing them facilities for us, and we're going to make use of them, and you know, we're going to develop as a team, and we're going to show our development now at the end of the season, be getting to two cup finals, and you know, trying to put our best foot forward and fly the flag for the club, because it's not just the effort that we put in as under teams level, it's everyone else in the club, and it's nice for them to be associated with winning something or achieving something at the end of every year, and that's just our contribution to it, you know.
That's Patrick Toy, Drumkeen manager, ahead of that Youth Cup decider on Friday evening for the John Gorey Kern Cup. Let's hear now from their opposition. That's Bunnaghy United. Their manager is Gary McCrory. Gary said it would just wrap off the season nicely if they were to end it by lifting the cup on Friday night. Gary, it's good to talk to you. Looking forward to a season-ending cup final on Friday night against Drumkeen. And obviously the target from your point of view would be to end the season with silverware.
Well, definitely that would be the desire, Oisin. And, you know, we were going to do everything we can, you know what I mean, to make up for the Colin Breslin loss, you know. Unfortunately, in the minute, like, I mean, we're running on fumes, you know. We have a lot of injuries at the minute, and we picked up a red card in that final as well. So, you know what I mean, I'm just hoping that, you know, we get a few back from injury, and hopefully we can and hopefully we can perform, you know what I mean, on Friday night.
Yeah, and as you know, anything can happen in a cup final. If we go back to that Colin Breslin final against Drumkeen, and I asked this question to Paddy Toy as well. He disagreed with me. I asked him, would they now have an advantage going into this one, given the fact that they won the last cup decider between those two sides? Would you think maybe Drumkeen is an edge, and there's a big question being asked of your boys now, Gary?
Well, based on the numbers that we have and the injuries we're carrying, I would definitely put them as favourites going into this now. But, I mean, we've played 3 times already this year, and they've always been tight affairs. You know, you're looking at two teams with two different styles, and you know, it's you know, the way the games pan out, they've all been tight. So I'm I would think that, you know, I mean, Friday night's going to be no different to that. You know what I mean? I mean, for both teams, all we can hope is that it's a moment of quality that wins it for either team rather than a mistake. You know.
Yeah, big night for the club, obviously. I'm sure there's a great atmosphere around the club at the moment ahead of this cup decider, is there, Gary?
Yeah, there is. There is, you know what I mean? You know, the youth setup this year, we've gone well this year, you know what I mean? We're happy, you know what I mean? We finished joint second in the league, and we made 2 cup finals, so I suppose at the start of the season, you know what I mean, we'd have been happy with that. But, yeah, overall at the club, like, you know what I mean, there's really a good structure now settling in, you know what I mean, where we can see a good pathway for the lads from the youth team up into the senior team. Like, we've had 5 lads this year so far make appearances for the Donegal League team, and, you know, that's really exciting now that they can clearly see the pathway. And, you know, then the structure and underage at the club is, you know what I mean, we're putting in a lot of effort there, and, you know, the committee have really done a fabulous job. I mean, more and more qualified coaches there, and now senior team players getting more involved as well, and some of the underage coaching as well. So, you know what I mean, we're definitely, there's a good energy and buzz about the club at the minute, definitely.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned about making it as far as the Donegal Junior League team that are playing at the moment is the pathway there, but you can't forget about the Ulster Senior League side as well, who are going well this season. So that's where a lot of these young boys want to get at least get as far as football-wise.
Oh, absolutely, and that is possible because, like, I mean, in the early season, definitely, like, I mean, Jason has taken a few of our lads up and, you know, made them part of the training sessions and actually played in a lot of the pre-season cups that they got involved in and pre-season work. And, like, I mean, and definitely once the East League is over now, there's no reason why not that they can't push on, you know what I mean, to that, you know what I mean, to the Ulster Senior League. Definitely, yeah. It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. How has Bunnaghy found it over the last couple of years and keeping underage and youth teams together, Gary? Because some clubs can find that difficult. Has it been an issue for Bunnaghy, has it?
Well, Bunnaghy are very, very lucky with the facilities that we have and, you know, the catchment area that we have. That's probably been less an issue. You know, every year sort of has, you always have strong years or weak years. But, like, overall, you know what I mean, it's, I mean, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for, you know what I mean, for new coaches and you know what I mean, definitely the door's always open for new players and especially in underage players, you know, and, like, registration will be happening soon, so, like, you know, definitely I hope that, you know what I mean, that the numbers keep where they are at the minute, because we're happy where they are at the minute. So,
and in relation to the standard of youth football at the moment, the likes of Letterkenny, of course, won the league. Drumkeen won one cup, and you guys are looking to upset Drumkeen now in the next cup final. How would you rate the standard of the youth league this season, Gary?
This year it's been definitely really, really good. You know, there's been, I mean, most games have been competitive, you know, and they've been definitely, you know, a lot of good close affairs and a lot of quality football played. I mean, the only downside for me is that there's not more teams in it. You know, I mean, we had 9 teams this year, which has been better than some previous years. But definitely, we would, you know what I mean, the hope would be that, you know what I mean, that more and more teams would get involved. I know it's difficult with numbers and young lads. You know, that age, you're also competing against Gaelic and then college, lads going off to college and then leaving cert and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, definitely this year was exceptional in my opinion. Like, we've got a lot of talent in the league. And if you had, you know, I mean, if more people had come to the games, like, I mean, they were definitely really, really, really exciting games now.
Yeah. What kind of game then are you expecting in the cup final?
Tough affair, tight affair, cagey. The thing we'll be looking to do is definitely not have the first half, do anything like the first half we had in the Colin Breslin, because, you know, we left very deflated and disappointed by that first half performance, which that's what cost us. You know, the performance in the second half, you know what I mean, we really pinned them back and we pushed as hard as we could to try and get an equaliser, and unfortunately it just didn't come and they held out, you know. But it'll be no different, I would expect, on Friday night. It'll be another tight affair, but hopefully with a good quality football from both sides.
Yeah, can you see the hunger just finally on the young guys ahead of this one, that they really want to make up for that upset?
Oh, for sure, you know what I mean, they'll definitely, you know what I mean, that'll be definitely ringing in their ears, the performance from the last, and it's hurting, and hopefully they are able to channel that in the right way, Oisín, and hopefully then put it into their performance so that they can come out on the right side on Friday night.
Gary McCrory, manager of Bunnagee United, ahead of that John Gorey Youth Cup final, which is at the Diamond Park in Ballyar, 7:30 on a Friday night. Elsewhere, Donegal Junior League fixtures this weekend start on Friday night with 2 games. Saturday, Division 1 Kildrum Tigers Reserves are playing Fintown Harps AFC at 8:15 tomorrow evening. And there's also a Sunday fixture penciled in for Friday evening from Division 1. Goodoar Celtic up against St Catharines, a win for St Catharines there. And that would move them clear at the top of the table. As for the action on Saturday, with the likes of the leaders, Glencar Celtic, not in action due to the Ulster Junior Shield. It gives the sides below them the opportunity to close the gap at the top. Donegal Town can go join top of the table if they take victory against Glenay United. Also on the Saturday, Division 1 tomorrow, Kilmacrenan Celtic Reserves are playing Capri Rovers Reserves. On the Saturday, Division 2, there is a full programme of games down for decision. Remelton Mariners are the leaders there. They make the short trip to play Swilly Rovers Reserves. In the other games, Cranford United Reserves are up against Kopenny Rovers. Drumbar will play Castlefin Celtic Reserves. Dromahal FC Reserves will meet Ballybuffet United Reserves. And Dunluce Celtic are taking on St Catharines Reserves as well. Those 3 games on Saturday in the Ulster Junior Shield. Glencar Celtic will play Mavill, Arnmore United against Dunree United, and Cager Rovers Reserves are playing Rosheeny FC. There's a further 5 games in the Ulster Junior Shield taking place on Sunday. Buncrana Hearts are up against Old Town Celtic, Kildare play Gweedore United, Lagan Harps take on Redcastle, Glenelg Colts will play Ellis Reserves, and Ayr Reserves are up against Carolmena. Things, of course, are very tight at the top of the Premier Division in the Donegal Junior League. Currently, Donegal Town and Kilmacrenan Celtic share top spot on 14 points apiece. Kilmacrenan Celtic are on the road to Convoy Arsenal on Sunday, while Donegal Town have a home game against Glenay United. But just 2 points behind are Castlefin Celtic and Capri Rovers, and they will meet at Castlefin on Sunday in the big game of the day. The other matches are Cager Rovers against Drumkeen United, and Kildrum Tigers will play Bunny United. In Division 1 on Sunday in the Donegal Junior League, Ballybuffet United are up against Dromahal Celtic, Kerry Keel won't play Cranford United, and Rathmullen Celtic are playing host to Raphoe Town. The likes of Dromahal and Kerry Keel will have the opportunity to close the gap on the leaders at the top of the table. While in Division 2 on Sunday, it's Curragh Athletic against Glenry United, and the leaders, Letterkenny Rovers, they will take on Letterborough Celtic. Not forgetting about the action in any showing as we head into the weekend. Alia currently have a 3-point advantage over Greencastle at the top of the Premier Division. Alia are playing Mavill Celtic on Sunday, while Greencastle also on the road as they go to Cockhill Celtic Youths. The other 2 matches in the top flight are Glengad United against Buncrana Hearts, and Ilis Celtic are taking on Clonmany Shamrocks. There's also games in Division 1. Clonmany take on Glengarry and Greencastle play QPS, while in Division 2, Dunreary are up against Cock Hill and Kildare will play Cairn Reserves. So there you go, that's all the soccer fixtures for this coming weekend here in Donegal. We're going to take a commercial break, back with more on The Score after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.